in arrangement in green and black, it's the green that is so interesting because it's such an odd green. It's sort of a mottled yellow green. It's not a green I think I've ever seen before, and as such, it adds such a quirky element to this composition and to this series. Matter of fact, that's one of the things that stays the same from picture to picture, is this odd green. I think that's beautifully done. If the green varied all over the map, because there's a lot of greens in the rainbow, if you think about it, if the green changed from print to print, we would lose some of the consistency of the portfolio. And if it was a more predictable green, Girl Scout green, Hunter green, Leaf green, it would feel less humorous, less quirky, less odd. But by choosing this really strange color balance, we almost know from the color alone that we're looking at something that's intended to be a little off-center, which the humor in the project is. It's just a brilliant choice of how to execute this project, and is an element that I think would be so easily missed if one were dreaming up such a project. But one that, because she didn't miss it, because she used this odd green throughout the entire series, really makes an important contribution to the project.